How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. It's all about Christmas, right?
It sure is. And Osmond Designs looks incredible right now. We have so much Christmas decor, Christmas trees, the garland for your staircases, for your fireplaces, the centerpieces for those beautiful dining tables. And not only do we have all of the festivities for your home, but also for your business. We currently have a Christmas tree decorating service or just full service of anything that you need help with in your commercial business as well. So give us a call. We do have a few appointments left, not very many, honestly, but come check that out. If you mentioned that you heard about this KSL Real Estate Show today, please come into Osmond Designs at the front desk and let them know that you will be getting an additional 30% off all yellow sell tag items, which our entire store right now is an additional 20% off the lowest mark prices. So you're going to get a little additional perk for listening today. It's going to be a lot of fun. Today, I always get so excited because we have Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders back on the show with us. Welcome, you guys. How are you?
We're great. Doing great. I want to get down to the store real quick, get my 30% off.
It's a race.
Extra 30% off.
I know. We have 45,000 square feet of in-stock merchandise, so there's plenty to go around. Bring your truck and trailer. Come check it out.
No way. Drew almost just ran out the door right now.
That's a race. So if you're just tuning in, Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinder, two of the very top real estate agents in the entire state of Utah, back on the show with us today. You guys are so cool, and you're so knowledgeable, and you're so fun, and you make real estate great. So let's begin the show by just talking about what's going on in the real estate market, not only nationally, but then specifically here in Utah.
We've had a busy week. We were just talking on the way up, and we've sold three houses this week. Interestingly, two of the people that were one selling, one buying, both work for large investment firms, like big investment firms. And it's interesting to me that they think the market is going up. So there you go. Whoever's listening to the KSL radio show this morning, that's the market prediction for the next year.
That's the word on the street. And I have to say, in Utah, it seems like it always is good news. It's always going up. It has little dips, but just traditionally, it's accelerating.
It really has to do with supply and demand. And we just don't have enough supply, and demand is strong, and there's still enough people who can buy homes, and people are out there making deals happen. And I was just reading this week that Smart Survey, I don't know, they were making a prediction that if growth continues at its current pace, the average Utah home will come with a price tag of more than $1.1 million by 2030. So they're just taking a stab.
2030. Six years away.
Yeah. 2030. And it's interesting because my favorite economist, he's the guy who does all the studies and stuff for the Utah legislature. He's an older guy. He's very careful not to make predictions about the future, which I actually appreciate. But when you ask him what's going to happen, he'll point to the graphs and talk about supply and demand. And we've just got a lot of demand, a lot of people moving here. And
He points to the past, though. You can look at those graphs showing the direction that things have gone. And if you look at the past probably 50 years in Utah, real estate has doubled in value every 11 years. And so when we start thinking about, right now we are already more than half of what a $1.1 million price tag would be. We're in the, $750,000-ish is the average price of a home in Utah. And so you go, oh, well, 1.1 million, that's not that far away from that. The thing that's interesting is that it's like, how are our kids going to afford these things? How are they going to get into
their first home? Right? You have to be very creative. You have to rent part of your home.
That's been a huge help. And I mean, we have people that are looking specifically like for basements that they can put, like some of the homes that we've sold, one of them that we sold this week, one of our buyers, we were looking for homes, and every single time we'd go in, and you know, I have a general contractor's license, and so she likes looking with me because I'm like, she's like, well, could we put a basement apartment in this one? And so we'd look for where the plumbing was and how would we get a stairwell down there and where would the parking go and things, because now you can put a basement apartment in most of these. And so that's getting to be very common. As a matter of fact, a lot of the new construction, the new builders are offering that as a perk. So it's like, oh, well, a basement apartment is this amount of dollars upgrade. And it's just one of the standard things that they do.
But it makes so much sense because you can use that rental income as your income, which helps you qualify for the home. It's a no-brainer.
It absolutely does. The thing that's interesting is what that's doing in, because we have a couple of different trends, is lots, average lot sizes are going way down, which I love because I had a half acre lot most of my life. And it, you know, I've got a mini orchard and a whole bunch of rock walls and just a ton of landscaping, and I hated it. And now my wife wants a house again because we moved out into a townhouse that we bought with the expectation that it would be an investment. And she wants a house. And I'm like, that's fine, but I don't want a lawn. If I have to own a lawnmower, I won't buy it. Period. I'm not going to do that.
Drew, just hire it out.
I know, hire but you out. Know, even when you hire it out, it's like the weeding. I find that's myself true. Out there picking at it anyhow because I just can't get what I want that way.
Sure.
So what do you do instead?
Well, right now I live in a homeowners associate with the homeowners association, and there's a downside to that, but it's sure nice because they mow the lawn, they have to take care of everything. So,
but you still pay for that,
right? I do, but it's also, if there's weeds in the planter beds, it's not my fault, right? And so that's the difference, and so I don't have as much of a problem. Now I'm going to have to get over that to some degree, but at the same time, what we're having is these smaller lot sizes running into a problem where people want a basement apartment. And now we're seeing like Vineyards having a heck of a time with parking, right? So that because people are putting these, everybody has a basement apartment, and now they're like, oh,
yeah, they hired, there's an expensive parking consultant, job I didn't know existed in the first place, who's advising them on what to do about the parking problem. It's that bad.
Well, and they have such small lots, and then they all have basement apartments. And not only are they just renting that out to a cute little newly married couple or, you know, a single person, they have seven students with all of their cars and all of their friends. I mean, just what a mess.
It's creating a problem.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, if you get into these older cities, there's not as much problem because there's a lot more curb space relative to the number of apartments. But it's something that we're going through. It's growing pains with a new thing. But the other thing I think we're going to start seeing is different types of financing. You know, California has been doing 40-year mortgages for a long time.
Wow.
So
what's the difference between a 30 and a 40? And don't say 10 years. There have to be differences in the rate, for instance.
Lower monthly rate, right?
Well,
your payment.
The payment is lower. Yeah. I don't know that the rate is that much lower. But because what's happening is, in a way, that's a little bit more risk for the bank because the bank has committed that money for a longer period of time before they get it out. And it might be, if you've got a 2.6% rate and they could get, for their money, they can get 7% or 6.5%, in their mind, they're losing money. And so your rate is probably going to be about the same as with a 30-year, but the amount of money is more, and they're going to spread it way out. So when you look at the amount of interest that you end up paying, it's a lot higher.
I can't wrap my head around 7-year car loans even.
Yeah.
But the idea of a 40-year home loan, That's a level of commitment.
Yeah, I have not heard of that coming to Utah yet. Have you?
I haven't seen it, but I wouldn't be surprised if it does end up coming here because it's the lack of affordable housing. And affordable housing is, I mean, there's a definition of what's affordable and what's not. Our city has called me and said, hey, I need help looking at the numbers because they need to figure out what percentage of our homes are under a certain threshold, because that's the where can the average family buy a house? And right now in Utah, it's about 30% of the households can buy the average price house in Utah because the rates are where they are.
And if you're looking to get into a home, it is so smart to call Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders, and have them sit down with you and help you get in contact with some of their team of experts that can help you know how much you can qualify for and then see what's on the market and make sure that you love it. While we're talking financing, let me give a quick shout out to Central Bank. They are the sponsors of the KSL Real Estate Show. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends. They have been serving Utah for over 130 years. And I love all of their financing programs, construction loans, savings, all the good things. Please call Central Bank. Thank you so much. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We'll be right back.
At Smith's, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
The holidays are here again, and this season of giving, Verizon's offering 3 lines for the price of 2, which is less than $29 per line per month. So now you can feel a little more generous. Like, if you want to bring your great-aunt Stacy onto the plan.
Me?
Your roommate Kevin.
Heck yeah!
Or your new sister-in-law Teresa.
Woohoo!
This winter, bring in 3 phones to get 3 lines for the price of 2 on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees.
It's like getting a third line for free.
What she said. All you have to do is swing by your local Salt Lake City Verizon store. Talk about a holiday miracle. Happy giving and happy saving. From all of us here at Verizon. $35 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with 3 new lines on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
Guys, did you know your testosterone level impacts your energy, libido, sleep, weight, hair loss, mood, and even ED? And right now, Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City will check your testosterone for free. They've helped thousands of men since 2011 feel and perform better. They're so confident they can help you, they even guarantee it. Schedule your free testosterone test, exam, and consultation today. Call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit RevivemensHealth.com.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. So what does the store smell like?
I know it's the million-dollar question. It smells like Christmas. And I don't know about you, but if you think of, you know, being a child at Christmas time, it's all about the twinkling lights and the smells. It's that cinnamon apple. It's the fresh balsam pine tree. Mm-hmm. It's the pumpkin. All the good things. We have those at Osmond Designs. We have the very inexpensive room diffusers, candles, all of those things. But we also have this upgraded system. And I know we do have Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders on the show with us today. And they are like the technology, what do you call you guys, gurus? I don't know. But it's called Scent Air. And wow. We are exclusive retailers of this in Utah. And if you've ever been to California and you've been to Disneyland and they have that soaring over California.
Yeah.
And you smell the orange as you fly over a grove. Yes, it's that company.
So I've been meaning to ask, you've mentioned this system. What is it? Does it pipe the scent into your vents and ducts, or is it just a box?
It almost looks like an iHome, like a speaker, and you just plug it into an outlet, and it covers almost your entire main floor, and you can turn it up and turn it down and unplug it when you're not home. Or it's incredible. It's the coolest thing. So we do have a limited supply of those at Osmond Designs. They're flying out the door. And then of course we sell the refills once you need to change it for spring and summer and all those good things. So come check that out. Or when you're selling your home. Exactly.
Don't
okay.
get the cheap stuff when you're selling your home like
it's
some people
so
do.
So true. Yeah. And then you don't have to make cookies every time you have to schedule a showing, which is...
Wait a minute. Is there a scent called cookies?
There is.
Chocolate chip cookies?
There really is. Yeah, pumpkin bread. There's lots of different good things. Today we have Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders. They are two of the top real estate agents in the entire state of Utah. We're so lucky to have them on our show with us today. You guys have been on the show before. I'd definitely call you guys regulars, and you're friends of mine, and you're just so fun. You make real estate great, and you're so knowledgeable. What are some tips you have for people that are trying to sell at this time, right before Christmas? Can't that sometimes be a good thing?
It can be a great thing. And one of the tips I was giving somebody this week was, we were talking about lighting because the sun's going down earlier. I mean, it gets darker sooner, I should say. And so making sure that you've got the right hues and matching hues inside your home. A lot of people, I'm pointing out all the bulbs that they need to change out and just make sure everything looks light and bright when they come through and the right hue. And then on top of that, stop by one of your stores. I'll go in and I'll say, your master bedroom set, I mean, you could upgrade. You could go down to Heather's store. You could buy a new bed, and nightstands and stuff like that. Really make the room look nice and then take it to your new house. I mean, Drew and I, the way that we met you was selling a couple of your homes. And that's when years ago, I don't even want to say how long ago that was.
We're old. We're now old.
Right.
Pish posh.
We realized, look, on the market analysis, Heather is selling her house for 5%, 5.5% more than the market analysis shows. So you could have one of Heather's designers come out and help you move your own furniture around, or you can go and maybe shop for some of the pieces you've been wanting anyway, and then sell your house for more, and then
take your new furniture to your new house.
Or you might like your home so much better, you might just stay where you are. I don't know. That's kind of risky.
We get that all the time. People are like, oh, crap, we put ourselves out of a job. But it's never happened. People always, but they always like, oh, why didn't we do this a long time
ago?
First, isn't there a lot of resistance? I want to make money and sell my house. If I spend money, I don't know if I'm going to get it back.
You do get it back.
And then some.
That's the thing.
Yep.
So you will get it back. Of course it depends. You don't need to really make your basement beautiful, right? You need to make your first impression beautiful. And people worry about where the kids live a lot less than they worry about where they live. And so there are some things. It's depending on your price range, there's a level of too much is too much. You can get there. But most of the people, we understand what that is. And we, Heather's gals can take care of you that way. We can give you a lot of help and instruction that way. What level you should take it to without spending money that you don't need to.
A lot of your job sounds like it's hand-holding.
It is.
Getting people to the finish line with a deal.
Okay, yeah. So let's talk specifically kitchens.
Kitchens,
master bedrooms,
and bathrooms.
And garages,
the living room,
I would say.
Entryway.
It's got to be clean.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of important.
It does. It makes a big difference. And people think we're crazy, but if your garage looks terrible, you know, you paint the walls in the garage and it makes a huge difference.
Epoxy
and people are like,
floor?
What am I doing painting my walls? And I'm like, just white.
Trust us. It's cheap.
Yeah. You've lived there for 20 years and the walls are all banged up and have marks on them from bike tires and everything. And it's like, come on, just clean it up. I promise you this will work. And it does. So.
Or going in and seeing Heather and getting that new carpet in.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you've got 20-year-old carpet. And people will say, well, you know, I'd rather, why don't we just give an allowance to the buyer?
But they can choose their own.
They can choose
their own. It's a bad, bad idea.
It's a bad idea. Well, you'll get your money back if you put in the new carpet. If you choose the right carpet and get all the things at the right level, you're gonna do great.
And it just smells better. If you have 20-year-old carpet, it doesn't smell the same as brand new carpet. So
you know,
spend the money.
We have a funny story as far as that goes. Earlier in our career, we had a house that we sold that was up in Salt Lake, right, kind of by the church office building. And they had old carpet. It wasn't that old, but it was the wrong. They put brand new carpet in. It was the wrong color. But it sold the house, and the new lady tore all that new carpet out, put a new, brand new, like new, not neutral. She took the new neutral carpet out and put the custom to her carpet in, but it sold the house.
Wow. Okay. The goal is to appeal to the masses if you're trying to sell your home. Today we have Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders on the show with us. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At Smith's, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
The holidays are here again, and this season of giving, Verizon's offering 3 lines for the price of 2, which is less than $29 per line per month. So now you can feel a little more generous. Like, if you want to bring your great-aunt Stacy onto the plan.
Me?
Your roommate Kevin.
Heck yeah!
Or your new sister-in-law Teresa.
Woohoo!
This winter, bring in 3 phones to get 3 lines for the price of 2 on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees.
It's like getting a third line for free.
What she said. All you have to do is swing by your local Salt Lake City Verizon store. Talk about a holiday miracle. Happy giving and happy saving. From all of us here at Verizon. $35 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with 3 new lines on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Back in 1980, 70% of clothing worn by Americans was made by Americans. Today, it's 2%. And the reason is simple. It's cheaper to make things overseas. But that doesn't change the fact that 2% of textile manufacturers have refused to give up on this country, and those companies deserve to be congratulated. I'm talking about companies like American Giant. American Giant controls every link in their supply chain, and that matters because when you buy from American Giant, you create jobs for people in factory towns all across this country. Look, I get it. Nobody wants a lecture. But if you want to see more companies make more things in this country, you got to support the companies who are already doing that very thing. This holiday, check out the clothing at American-Giant.com. Flannels, hoodies, t-shirts, and jeans made to last a lifetime. Support the 2% who are still making it here at American-Giant.com.
Guys, did you know your testosterone level impacts your energy, libido, sleep, weight, hair loss, mood, and even ED? And right now, Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City will check your testosterone for free. They've helped thousands of men since 2011 feel and perform better. They're so confident they can help you, they even guarantee it. Schedule your free testosterone test, exam, and consultation today. Call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit RevivemensHealth.com.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
This is the Real Estate Show on KSL. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, and we have so much fun at Osmond Designs with all of the holiday decor. But of course, we have lots of sectionals and sofas and TV consoles and all those good things that, you know, pair up nicely with your big screen TV. At the end of the day, we all just want to love our home. Today, we have Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders, two of Utah's most experienced, best real estate team in the industry here in Utah.
Drew, she just called you old.
You're old.
She knows how old I am.
You're experienced, you're wise, you're seasoned, all the good things. But you guys are youthful and you're fun. And
it's all perspective. They look young to me.
They're really young. They're tech gurus. That's what I probably love most about you guys.
Drew was in Newsweek when we started our careers.
30 years ago.
Doesn't surprise me.
Right.
I shouldn't have said that.
You guys know real estate, which I love, and I wanted to ask you, I know right now you're currently building an incredible building on Pleasant Grove Main Street.
Yeah.
And why is development so hard right now in Utah?
Well, there are a lot of different reasons, and that the difficulty of getting stuff approved and built is part of the reason that we have a shortage. And there some of it is the cities, and part of it is NIMBYism, because we elect our public officials, right? So we, maybe not our officials, but our politicians, we choose and we elect them that reflect our values. And then we give them feedback like, I don't want that in my backyard. We call that NIMBYism, not in my backyard, right? So we have people that are doing what we've elected them to do, which is to make it so that all those dumb apartments don't end up down the street from us, to where it changes our property value as people's perception and brings an influx of crime, because people are living in an apartment or they living in high density, higher density housing, which is not true. A lot of times, you know, you look at it and they put a pin in a map or a chart that shows how many criminal acts there are in an area, and it looks like the high density has a lot of pins in it, right? But when you realize that there's one building that has the same amount of tenants in it as your entire block does, and there's a lot of those buildings, then your perception, the crime per capita is not higher than your own neighborhood, but the crime per space is higher. And so people get confused about that, and they make presumptions that aren't real. And then they give that feedback to their public representatives, and their public representatives change the ordinances in ways that don't make it easy for us to build more housing for our children to live in. And so we have problems like that. We have problems where, you know, the wait times for, like, you know, right now I've got a thing where the power company with the building that we have, We went ahead and we've worked all summer and we got the utilities in, and you have to get all these different. So we're developing in an area that has been developed before. So we have to relocate utilities. We've done all that. We put the conduit in, then we get the conduit inspected, and we've got 6 weeks before they will show up to switch the existing businesses that have wires running through the ground, not through conduit, over to the wire that will go in the conduit to these buildings. And that these wires have been there for 70, 80 years for Rocky Mountain Power and for CenturyLink and for the cable company and for Utopias going in there and all these different things. But, they come and they look, and the power company says, "Yep, that'll do." And we're like, "Okay, when can you come and switch it?" And they're like, "In 6 weeks."
Oh.
Like, how long will it take you to do that? An hour.
What's the problem? Is there that much building going on that they don't have time to come out, or is it just bureaucracy?
Well, either way, if there's that much building demand for these people to come
hire
and spend an hour,
yeah,
that you got to wait 6 weeks, then they should hire more people,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, because we're going to pay for it one way or another. Those delays are expensive for the builder and the developer, but who ends up paying that? The consumer does. So we're either going to pay, you know, if they raise our power bill like a 0.5% to get another couple of crews available, ultimately that means that you pay less for your house, you know? And these kind of things all go into the cost of a house. There's a lot of other things. When you look at, especially, you know, you go to Utah, we're not seeing this as much, although right now people are having a hard time getting, in some communities, getting insurance on their house because they're saying, no, that's an area where there's a fire hazard danger. And some of the insurance companies will not sell you insurance in certain areas.
Where? Is this up on benches?
Sometimes. How about Saratoga Springs? In Saratoga Springs, there are probably 30% of the insurance companies that would cover you if you lived in Midvale, will not sell you an insurance policy to cover your house in Saratoga Springs, because they look at it and they're like, oh, well, there was a fire that burned right down into the edge of the city before. Did it burn up any houses? No, but there's an interface between the bushes and the wild land and the urban interface. And they're like, that can burn too close. And so we're not interested in covering that. But you look at natural disasters and things in Florida, there's entire subdivisions where they've got new housing built and they cannot get it insured. California is the same way. In some of these areas, they're building without thinking about the fact that the potential for a disaster is high enough that people can't pay for the insurance or won't, or the insurance company just says, now we're out.
So investing in a home can be very complicated. You just went over a few different scenarios. How do we make it easy for people that are not current real estate investors to get in the market? I know you and I, Matthew included, we purchased multifamily properties where we could live in the basement and rent the upstairs, or duplexes, and then we purchased additional. I don't know how many you each own or how many doors at the time, but we owned 33, my husband and I, mm-hmm. back in the day, and it was overwhelming. There was a lot, but we just started with one.
Yeah.
And we didn't have to mess with utilities. We didn't have to mess a lot with natural disasters and insurance issues, but we did have paint and carpet issues, and we had ovens break and those kinds of things.
Sure.
But I will still tell you, it's the best investing we have ever done.
It is.
Hands down.
There's no question, but having somebody that is aware of the problems that are out there, and when we were first starting, the environment that we were buying into was different than it is today. And so now the amount of inspections and due diligence that you should probably be doing is different than it was before. When you've got a sewer line that costs $35,000 to replace on average, you need to pay attention to that. And it's not like we haven't done this in the past, but sewer scopes are really important.
It really is. Matthew is our stats guy. Matthew, give us some stats of what's going on.
Rather than stats, right before we started recording the show or doing the show today, I just got a text from one of my clients, and this is a client who I came and I sold them a home, and then I've just talked to them about keeping their current home and then buying their next one. And so they have just done that. We've just gone and put another home under contract. They've listed their first house for rent. I'm walking them through the process, helping them know how to do that. And I'm just treating them like I would hope somebody would have treated me if I was starting out like them. And they're kind of excited about it, you know, nervous and afraid. But I know that they'll, as they get used to it, and I'm setting them up for success, you know, helping them know how much they need to have in reserves and how much they should save from the rent every month, you know, to handle, you know, other improvements, you know, saving for the roof, saving for other things that they'll have, costs that they'll have during their ownership. But they're doing it well, and I think they're going to have a great experience doing it. I wouldn't be surprised if they do it again, you know, and a couple of times. Their goal is that they do this a couple of times, and we'll see how that evolves as they get more experience under their belt.
So I have a question, because I've thought about this my entire life. Mm-hmm. Is it supposed to be cash positive on the way in the door when you turn your home into an investment?
That's an interesting question. Ask Drew how he started.
My very first duplex that I bought, and it was in 2000. I bought it, and the interest rate at that time was 7.5%. Sounds familiar, right?
Right.
And after I took all the rent in, I only owed an additional $250 a month. And $250 a month back then was different than it is now. I mean, I bought the place for $147,000 back then, and I still owed, out of pocket, to own that thing, I had to pay $250 a month.
That's not counting new roofs and all those one-time things that you might get hit with over the years.
No, no. I had to go ahead and at that point, you know, I did most of the maintenance myself because I needed to.
And we were broke.
Yeah.
You guys, you should have seen us back in the day. Yeah. And I think we just laugh now because $250 being underwater on a property, we would just laugh at nowadays. But back in the day, like, that was a huge
amount.
That
was $750,000, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was. And I still did it, and I was excited and felt privileged to own it. And now the thing is, we're $700,000, and it generates a positive cash flow. And I've taken money out of it over the years to buy other ones. And it generates a positive cash flow of, like, $1,000, $1,500 a month.
Yeah, sleeping. Yeah. Yeah.
So, Jeff, the answer to your question is it kind of depends what you're up for. I mean, you could put that $250 into the stock market every month, or you could buy a rental property and you might realize, hey, I'm going to be subsidizing this for a period of time until the rents go up.
But all those books, back in the day, there were all these books that told you, you know, get a place, invest in real estate, no money down. And it's positive cash flow. You just have to set the deal up right. That's unrealistic.
Those guys are making money off of you just trying to sell you, you know, sell people who are trying to get rich quick.
Their program.
You know,
it's so true. Program. Sacrifice now. When's the best time to plant a tree?
20 years ago.
So get into real estate today.
Second best time is today.
Yeah. We had Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders, two of Utah's real estate experts on the show with us today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At Smith's, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
The holidays are here again, and this season of giving, Verizon's offering three lines for the price of two, which is less than $29 per line per month. So now you can feel a little more generous. Like, if you want to bring your great-aunt Stacy onto the plan.
Me?
Your roommate Kevin.
Heck yeah!
Or your new sister-in-law Teresa.
Woohoo!
This winter, bring in three phones to get three lines for the price of two on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees.
It's like getting a third line for free.
What she said. All you have to do is swing by your local Salt Lake City Verizon store. Talk about a holiday miracle. Happy giving and happy saving from all of us here at Verizon. $35 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with three new lines on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.
Guys, did you know your testosterone level impacts your energy, libido, sleep, weight, hair loss, mood, and even ED? And right now, Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City will check your testosterone for free. They've helped thousands of men since 2011 feel and perform better. They're so confident they can help you, they even guarantee it. Schedule your free testosterone test, exam, and consultation today. Call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit RevivemensHealth.com.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Jeff Kaplan here. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are. We have locations in Lehi and Orem. We're about, 30 minutes south of downtown Salt Lake City, and we really do service the entire Wasatch Front.
Why don't you explain exactly how to get to your store so people driving around listening to our show with rapt attention can just head right over and check it out.
Matthew Flinders, Drew Armstrong on the show. Matt,
we love you.
Thanks for the shout out. You're always so nice. So get on I-15 and you just take that first Lehi exit. And
coming from which direction?
Well, if you're going south,
okay,
right on I-15. But I will tell you, it's just so easy. You just put it in your maps and it just takes you right to Osmond Designs. It couldn't be easier.
Or on 1600 North in Orem.
Yes.
It's right there.
Right there.
What are your hours today?
Yes. I always grab a Diet Coke at McDonald's across the street and then come to Osmond Designs and go shopping. Hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So we are closed on Sundays. Those are our holiday hours, but we love Christmas and we love helping people buy gifts for other people. It's like the guy that buys flowers that comes out of the grocery store with just a huge smile on his face, and you know he's giving it to either someone he loves or his mom or someone cool. Mm-hmm. It's the same at Osmond Designs. People come, and I love when they're shopping for someone else because there's just a different excitement about that. The hottest things that people are buying right now are, of course, leather recliners. Guys love recliners. I don't know if it's just because of the big screen TVs or, you know, what that's all about, but...
Do you have them right by the front door so the guys can come in, sit down in the recliner? They probably sit down there in the recliner while their wife goes the rest of the way in and looks for the rest of the stuff. And then they're like, I'm not leaving without this thing.
You're like, I need this. I need to take it home for sure, right? We have the motorized, so you plug them in. Uh-huh. And we even have some if you don't have an outlet that's close. It's a battery pack, so you don't have to have the cords that are, you know, tripping people. We do have that. And then, of course, we have the pull levers and the pushbacks and... in tons of different leathers and fabrics and, you know, and what I love most is they are not Bubba recliners. You'll see a lot of those waterfall back Bubba recliners is what I call them at the big box stores. But ours are just a little more tailored and make women happy because they're beautiful and they don't really look like recliners, but they're comfortable, which is great. So
I like that you pick out the stuff. I mean, another thing Heather just did for us was she just picked out our brick for our new building we're building.
Yes, I did.
We were picking some colors, and then our wives were like, no, you need to call Heather right now.
Don't mess this up. And we were there, and we picked it in, 10 minutes? I was like, oh, hands down, these are the two.
Yep.
Well, it was easy.
Well, it's actually going to be three colors because our building sort of has two-tone. It's a downtown old looking building. It's supposed to look turn of the last century. And when we started building it, our neighbor, we went to go get a right-of-way agreement with her. And she said, I don't want to give you the right-of-way agreement. I want you to build my building too. And I'm like, oh, jeez. And so the building was already designed. And so we tacked her section on the end of it and it will look like a completely different building. So hers looks like one building along the facade, and then ours looks like an old downtown building that was built and then expanded with wings on it on either side. Our architect's fantastic. She used to be the head architect for the LDS Church Temple Department. So we're punching way above our weight.
And this is Pleasant Grove Historic Main Street. Yeah. So that's really, really fun.
Drew's trying to turn Pleasant Grove downtown into something really neat. We could make a lot more money if we didn't spend so much money on design and trying to make it look old and neat and cool, but that's
it'll
be
worth it. You'll get higher
rents. Inspired by 25th Street and Brigham City's downtown and Provo, downtown Provo. We need that where we are.
So cool. Yeah, so we do offer interior design services. Those make great gifts, right? Buy a gift certificate for your wife, for your sister, for your mom. It's a 1-hour interior design gift certificate for $85.
We've used this. My wife has used this. So it makes a big difference.
It does make a big difference. And you don't even have to buy anything. In addition to your 1-hour interior design, we'll just come to your home and we'll move things around. We'll come to your business and help you make sure your scale's correct, that your art is hanging correctly. Mm-hmm. I can't even tell you how many times I've gone into homes or businesses or churches, LDS churches, because that's where I'm always going. But the art is off. They have big walls with small pieces of art or small walls with big pieces of art, and they just don't understand things. So,
or you have looking up at it, and you're like, oh, they shouldn't be looking up
exactly.
at this.
Yeah. Experience matters. Call Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders. How do people find you?
UtahRealEstate.net. Go online.
Yeah, that'll find us.
That'll find you, and you are definitely two of the best real estate agents in the entire state of Utah. If you're looking at selling your home, give them a call. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back next week on the KSL Real Estate Show.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.